Passage number 22.
Mrs. Black was old and rich. She lived in a splendid house and owned a lot of valuable things. Then she died, and there was a big funeral. Notices were sent out to relatives and friends, and they came from far and near to attend the funeral. The service took place in Mrs. Black's old church, and then her body was taken back to be buried in a special place in her garden. The hearse carrying her body moved along slowly, followed by the relatives and friends, the women and the children in cars, and the men on foot. One of Mrs. Black's cousins saw a poorly dressed man following the hearse and crying bitterly. The cousin said to him kindly, "Were you a relative of the dead woman, too?" "No," the man answered. "Then why are you crying?" the dead woman's relative asked. "That's exactly why I'm crying," the poorly dressed man answered.
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mrs. Black sent notices to her relatives and friends.
Number 2.
A lot of people came to the funeral.
Number 3.
Mrs. Black was buried in her old church.
Number 4.
The men walked behind the hearse, but the women and children did not.
Number 5.
The poorly dressed man had been a cousin of Mrs. Black's.
Number 6.
The poorly dressed man was crying because he wouldn't get anything from the dead woman.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Who came to Mrs. Black's funeral?
Number 2.
Whom did one of Mrs. Black's cousins see?
Number 3.
What was he doing?
Number 4.
What did the cousin say to him?
Number 5.
What did he answer?
Number 6.
What did the cousin say then?
Number 7.
And what was the man's answer?
Number 8.
Why was he crying?